This is HPR episode 2499 entitled, Tuning Around the HF40MTR Band, and is part of the series, HAM Radio, QSK. It is hosted by Mr. X, and is about 13 minutes long, and carries an explicit flag. The summary is, in this episode I give an example of what sort of things you can expect here on the HF band.
This episode of HPR is brought to you by archive.org. Support universal access to all knowledge by heading over to archive.org/donate.
Future. Victor Kilo 4, Zulu Papa in Queensland, Brisbane. This is Delta Florida 2, Blue Ocean signing. 73 speeder, thank you.
7.162.09.
Not too far away from the city of Stuttgart. So back to you, Rob. Victor Kilo to X-ray Zulu, Delta Florida 2, Blue Ocean.
7.16200.
Okay, very good. Very good, Rob. Victor Kilo to X-ray Zulu. Delta Florida 2, Blue Ocean returning. And thank you for the 5 and 9 report, Rob. You're peaking at 7. Peaking in S7, we're in daylight now by 1 hour and 50, 1 hour and 50 minutes. So the daylight absorption certainly is working a bit on us already, but nevertheless, the signal is still coming through very nicely from you there, Rob. Now, 50 meters totally shut here, even 20 is completely dead. We have a strong geomagnetic disturbance. With that, all the other bands are completely wiped out, at least up here in this part of Europe. The Italians and Spanish people might have a bit of propagation, but up here there is absolutely nothing dead. I'm operating with an Icon Pro 3, pushing a kilowatt amp. And the antenna here at my end is a Yagi combo. It's two elements on 80 and three elements on 40. Two on 80, three on 40. And the antenna is up at around 88 and a half feet, pointed right on you via the long path. A very nice morning, a little bit on the fresh side still, but we're looking forward to a nice golden October weekend with afternoon temperatures 21-22°C. The sky is totally blue already and the sun is shining, just that it was pretty fresh last night. It was just at about 4 or 5 degrees Celsius, so a very fresh morning we had some hours ago. Actually comes to you, Rob. Victor Kilo to X-ray Zulu, Delta Florida 2, Blue Ocean. Frequency is new. Stand by. Excellent transmission, Rob. Excellent. Victor Kilo to X-ray Zulu. Delta Florida 2, Blue Ocean. Returning very fine, Rob. And well, a halfway dive up at 100 feet. That's already something decent. And no wonder you're coming through so nicely, considering how much I'm in daylight and what relatively poor conditions we have today with the geomagnetic disturbance cruising around. The Oscar Alpha came back to my call, the OA4 Germany Lima, Gustavo, but we can check if he's still around by any chance. Gustavo, Oscar America 4 Germany Lima, are you still there? Oh, no, he's not. He might have gone to bed again. Sorry that you didn't call in, and like VK2SR did, that you called in and asked to have a QSO with him. I certainly would have been delighted to let you have this contact with him and make a new country, probably. Okay, in any case, Rob, thank you so much for replying to the call. Very wonderful, very great to work you the first time here on the 40-meter band, and I do hope to find you on this band a bit more often. I'm a very active 40-meter DXer, probably my main band of operation. It's a wonderful band, 12 months throughout the year. You can work DX in the night and at around sunrise and sunset time, so it's a wonderful, wonderful DX band and not suffering that much from geomagnetic disturbances. It does, but not as much as 20 up to 10. Take care, Rob. Have a very good evening there at your end. An enjoyable weekend, and until the next time. Victor Kilo 2 X-ray Zulu, Delta Florida 2, Blue Ocean. Thank you, Rob. Good morning, Rob. Thank you very much, and until the next time. Bye-bye. What's that again? What's that you again, Chris? Oh my goodness, yeah, you're also way up into the red now. So it's amazing. I'm almost 2 hours in daylight here, but you're of course getting closer to your sunset, so that may be more, a little bit more of the essence compared to me being more in daylight. Chris, go ahead. Wonderful, Chris, wonderful, sounding just awesome. And good 5 over 9 here at my end, so thank you very much for the 15 over. The band is obviously peaking now into VK2 land, and doesn't matter that I'm so much in daylight, and unfortunately the activity is very low today, Chris. There are stations on, but not as many as even during the week, which is pretty surprising to me. I would have expected on a weekend that there would be way more people around, but they seem to do something else, or just stay away from the band seeing the figures. Again, Chris, you take care. Booming signal and just a fantastic audio. Victor Kilo 2, Sugar Radio, Delta Florida 2, Blue Ocean. Bye. Good morning, Chris. Anybody else from VKZL Long Path, Delta Florida 2, Blue Ocean? Okay, now nobody on there. This is that's what I said, no activity. Okay, so one more time, like I said 5 minutes ago or so, good morning to everybody still listening. Have an enjoyable weekend. DF2BO closing down.
Okay, that's about it for this podcast. I hope you enjoyed it. If you want to contact me, I can be contacted at mrx@hpr@googlemail.com. That's mrxathpr, the at symbol, googlemail.com. So until next time, thank you and goodbye.
You've been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by an HPR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hacker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club and is part of the binary revolution at binrev.com. If you have comments on today's show, please email the host directly, leave a comment on the website, or record a follow-up episode yourself. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution ShareAlike 3.0 license.